Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Alhamdulillah, this is our second class. Now, the Kaaba was built by Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salam. And since then, the Arabs revered the Kaaba. They knew it was a holy place, but they lost the true religion to paganism and idolatry. Now, about the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had the most noble lineage. Each of his grandfathers were of the most prominent of the Quraysh. He said about his lineage himself, he said, "Allah created creation and made me from the best of them. He chose the tribes and made me from the best of them. He chose the families and made me from the best family. So I'm the best as a person and in family." So he was the best of the best, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what strikes me is that when someone has such a high position, it's greater humility when they reach out to those of lower ranks. So for the Prophet to care about each and every one of us, even the nobodies amongst us, it's from his great humility and his greatness, and we should be humbled and overwhelmed with gratitude for this. Alhamdulillah. So going back to this hadith, if we studied the biographies of all the forefathers of the Prophet, we would see how this hadith plays out in each and every one of them. Each were the best of their time. So for example, Qusay, the fifth grandfather, he was the one who gathered Quraysh and made them sovereign over Mecca. And he was pivotal in the history of Quraysh. And the immediate grandfather of the Prophet ﷺ, likewise, Abdul Muttalib, he was considered the leader of Quraysh in his time. He was also the one who dug up the well of Zamzam. It had been buried for a long time, and he had a dream telling him to dig it up. So he was inspired to do this. And so during this incident, while he was digging up the well, he was digging in the holy precinct. So some people tried to stop him, and he had only one son at this time, Al-Harith, to help him. So he made an oath that if he had 10 sons, he would slaughter one of them. And he ended up getting 10 sons. So he remembered his oath. He drew lots to see who he should slaughter. And the name came out to Abdullah, the father of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he's taking Abdullah and a knife to go and slaughter him. And Abdullah's mother's tribe comes out and they're like, "What are you going to do with Abdullah? He's just as much as our son as he is yours." So Abdul Muttalib tells him about this oath that he made, and they suggest he go to a divinator to find out if there is a way out. So divinator was like a religious person they would refer to at their time. So he travels and goes to this divinator, and she says to him, "Put the boy on one side and 10 camels on the other and draw lots to see who should be slaughtered. If it comes out for the boy, then add 10 more camels until the name comes out for the camels to be slaughtered." So he did this, and he put it, so the first time it came out to Abdullah, so he added 10 more camels. Second time, Abdullah added 10 more camels. He kept doing this until there were 100 camels. And then finally, the name came out that to slaughter the camels. And then again, he did it just to be safe. And then it came out to slaughter the camels. And so he knew that his Lord was pleased. So he slaughtered the camels, 100 camels, and Abdullah was spared. So Abdullah, the father of the Prophet ﷺ, he married Amina. She became pregnant, and about 2 months before she gave birth, an incident occurred in Mecca that would be known throughout the Arabian Peninsula and the world, really, the event of the elephant. And this is why the exact year the Prophet ﷺ was born was known, because this event happened in that year, because previously people wouldn't know exactly when somebody was born. But because of this event, people started dating other things from this. Like, for example, he was born a year after the year of the elephant, or a year before. So what happened was that Abraha, he was the governor of Yemen, he built a huge church, and he wrote to Najashi, who was the king, saying, "I've built a church the likes of which has never been built before, and I hope to have all the Arab pilgrims come to it, i.e. in lieu of the Kaaba." So the Arabs heard of this, and they were really angry. And so one man of Quraysh, he traveled to Yemen, he entered this church stealthily and defiled it. And when Abraha found out what this man did, he was so infuriated that he made a vow to go to the Kaaba and destroy it. And so he set out with a huge army and 9 elephants. And he chose the largest elephant for himself. And with his huge army, he headed towards Mecca. And inshallah, we will find out what happened in the next class. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.